Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hate Land. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title but different subheaders, and I'm also the CEO of God-Given University Publishing, LLC. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled Big Bertha, the Back Alley Chick. And there's a story behind the story. If anyone knows me, there's always a story behind the story. First, a disclaimer. If anyone happens to listen to me or this episode and your name happened to be Bertha, I'm not talking about you. If anyone happens to be listening to me and you're a little on the heavy, cushy side, I'm not talking about you either. It's just an example to bring in and wheel in the title of this particular discussion. I remember once upon a time, I don't know how true this story is, so that's why I'm sharing it. There was this guy, super slim, super skinny, and he would always go to the clubs and things like that and always dancing with all these super thin chicks, you know, having a ball. But as time would go on, later in the night, he would always slip away from the party unnoticed and go through the alley and climb the fence and knock on the back door of quote-unquote Big Bertha, where he would basically chill, sit around with her, do whatever with her, then turn around and slip out the back door at night and slip back to the party as if he never left. Sounds terrible, right? Why would Big Bertha put up with something like that, knowing that is what he's doing? Well, let's put a twist on that. Have you ever been in the company of someone in the presence of other people? They act like they don't like you. They act like you're incompetent. They act like you get on their everlasting nerve and like they can't stand you. But they go through the back alley of your life and they pour their heart out to you. They share with you what's on their mind, what has transpired, what's going on in their life, asking you for direction and how to proceed with things. And that's their consistent behavior. This message is to encourage you not to be the back alley chick. And this goes for guys too. Women are notorious for saying, oh, he's just a friend, like Biz Markie. Oh, she says, I'm just a friend. She says, I'm just a friend. Oh, baby, you, right, got what I need. Females are notorious for treating dudes like Big Bertha, like he's the back alley chick. Like, no, he's just my friend. He's just my friend. Ain't nothing going on. Hanging around him, pouring your heart out to him, letting him know all these other scantless Negroes and white Negroes or Filipino Negroes or whoever giving you the flux. And then you crying on your male version of Big Bertha's shoulder about these no good dudes. But as soon as your quote unquote male friend gets tired of it and eventually say, you know what, this ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna go ahead and get with whoever. And now all of a sudden you got a problem because the person he is now dating don't want him to still be friends with you. And now all of a sudden you realize you done caught feelings. That is so disrespectful. Do you not know what goes around comes around? Do you not know what goes around comes around? That's why I am so happy that I do not have a vindictive nature anymore, because I don't want to reap it. I don't want to reap dealing with people eventually doing that to me, what I've seen people doing to others. That's why I don't have guy friends. That's why, you know, I love people. I'm cool with people. I'm a people person. But I don't got nothing treacherous to say about a person behind their back. Now, if someone want to try to bring up something I said 10, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, guilty. Totally guilty. Why? Because I didn't know any better then. So if a person got to go way back to try to pull something out, go ahead, do your best. Just make sure the timetable is accurate. But as of me and my house, as far as me, my mind, will, and emotions in this house, this physical house, Lalita don't even got time for that. And you shouldn't have time for that either. So, homework assignment. You need to go ahead and write on a sheet of paper, one side Big Bertha Back Alley and the other side True Friend, and evaluate how your quote-unquote friends or peers interact with you in the company of others. If you find that in the company of other people, they act like they don't want to have nothing to do with you and they're annoyed with you, but at the same time, when no one's around and the coast is clear and there's no smoke or mirrors or magical tricks, you able to see who the real Wizard of Oz is behind that curtain? You already know. But if you have someone who's true blue, not just in front of you, but in the company of people they know don't like you, that's a keeper. Even when they have faults, even when they miss it, even if they seem to go astray for a moment, that's your true blue friend right there. Okay? And ladies, I'm so not trying to have this argument. You're grown. You can do whatever you want to do. Only thing I can say regarding the dudes that you may have as male friends and you seeing nothing ain't going on, you ain't seeing nothing wrong with it, and you arguing for that case harder than you argue for the case of Christ. All I can say is if you believe in your heart of hearts that nothing's wrong with that, I truly hope that you reap it. Because if you don't believe nothing's wrong with it, it should be a phenomenal harvest. It should be the greatest harvest of your life if you don't believe nothing's wrong with that. I hope there's a guy that's really liking you who want you to be just his friend and ain't making no move, and you be okay with it as well. Just like you're expecting that guy who really likes you, who is your true blue, and you keep looking towards the guys that's on the dark side and that's gray. That's all I'm saying. I ain't trying to pass no judgment, but if you say in your heart of hearts that nothing is wrong with that, then I hope it happens to you. Just like in my heart of hearts, if I know it's best to give than receive, and I'm blessing people with a good word, with laughter, with confidentiality, with money, with time, I want to reap that. I want to reap money. I want to reap quality time. I want to reap laughter. I want to reap confidentiality, because that is what I sold. That's all I'm saying. You can do what you want. You're grown. Obviously, you got this. But I don't believe that is how God wants his sons to be treated. Chicks talking about dudes this, dudes that, but they're doing that to someone God created who is of the opposite sex. Not cool. That's just me. That's just me. You can take it or leave it. You can leave it. You can take it. However, I said it. Homework assignment, you already got it. That's the end of this session. Thus, if you would like to know more about me, some chicks gonna be like, not only am I going to unfollow her, but I'm going to critique everything that she said and how she said it because I don't like what she said. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care. So, if for those who are still on board, if you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. God Giving University Publishing LLC has its own webpage, which is ggullc.wordpress.com. It also has its own Instagram page and Facebook page. I also have my own personal author page on Facebook, which is Be Strong, Stay Strong, as well as my personal author webpage, which is lalitawilliams.com. It's lalitawilliams.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real.